So, you know, we had that little discussion the other day about our desires, our needs, our chemistry as partners. Yes. That conversation. I think we should take it further. I think you should be my submissive 24/7. What do you think about that? I thought you'd be happy at that thought. After all, you've wanted it for so long, haven't you? You know what it would mean, right? You would give up everything. Everything would be handed over to me. I'd own your body, your cock. I would control every aspect of your life. Are you sure you want to continue? Just yes. My, my. We need to start from the very basics, don't we? It's yes, mistress. Try again. Good boy. That's better. Now I want you to strip. And then kneel on the floor in front of me. Hurry up. Don't keep me waiting. Aw, are you having trouble with your belt? Are you so nervous and so excited? You can't even do basic things. Good boy. Now, kneel. Let me inspect that naked body of yours. Something is missing, don't you think? Yeah, that's right. That cock. That cock that you think is yours. Well, it's my cock now. I own it. And I want my property kept under lock and key. So, let's get this cage on, shall we? Look at me. Look into my eyes. You must stay soft during these next steps. So, say goodbye to the last hard-on you'll be having for a while. Let's slide the bass ring on first. Now, don't get hard over me touching your cock, I'm warning you. Let's pull these big, swollen balls through that ring and, sweetie, these are only going to get bigger, more full, more swollen. Now it's time for the best part, putting that little cock in this cage. Don't worry, sweetie. I measured it, so it's going to fit you like a glove. And locked. Now, let me just give that cage of yours a kiss. Aw, my lips. On your cage, but not on your cock. How positively mean and delightful. What's that? What about the key? Well, I keep hold of that. I used our joint account to, well, treat myself to something. You see this locket around my neck? Well, it's big enough to fit this key here in, right above my breasts, so you can stare at it longingly every day. Do you like it? I brought some other fun bits too. How did I learn all this? Well, there's a past about me that I've never told you, and I know you think I'm just your sweet, innocent girlfriend, but I know so much more than you think, and I'm experienced in ways that you would have never realised. In fact, I think you'd say that I was quite kinky. Anyway, we're not done. Next, one of my favourite things, a collar. I am going to put this around your neck and... do you like that? My fingers grazing your neck whilst I put it on. Is every little touch sending shivers down your spine? I bet if you didn't have that cock in a cage right now, you would be... so hard. Is it trying? Aww. You better get used to that feeling. Now, don't you look great? Looking like my perfect subby boy. Say thank you to your mistress. Show some gratitude. Louder. Good boy. Now, on all fours. There's one last thing we need to do. You see this? I see those eyes grow wide. It's a plug for your ass. One of the things you'll be expected to do is to plug your little hole as soon as you start your chores for the day. It will not come out until I am satisfied that you've done a good job. Do you understand? Good boy. Now, I am starting you on the smallest one first. And as we go, we'll train you to take on bigger and bigger ones. I'm just going to put some lube on it, and are you ready? It's going to be cold. And first, I'm going to circle the tip of this plug around your hole, teasing it, getting you nice and ready for what's about to come. Just going to apply a little bit of pressure. Are you ready? I'm going to push it in, into that virgin asshole. 3, 2, 1. In there. Nearly done. We are nearly at the point where I fully and completely own you. So, rules. I have 6 main rules for you, and of course there'll be more in the contract that you'll be handed after, but these are the main ones, and as I say each rule, I will ask you if you accept. You will need to reply with, yes, mistress. So, do you accept? Number 6. If you break any of the following rules, either in thought or action, you will inform your mistress, me, and ask, beg, for forgiveness. You will accept the appropriate correction and punishment. Do you accept? Number 5. You will be looking after my property, the house, the garden, and yourself. I expect you to always be clean and tidy, like I equally expect my house to be. It's your responsibility now. Do you accept? Number 4. You will do anything and everything to please me. And you will constantly think about and seek new ways to please me. Do you accept? Number 3. You will always call me by my proper term of address, mistress. Do you accept? Number 2. You will only unlock, only come, only stroke that cock with my permission. Do you accept? And lastly, the most important one, number 1. You will promise that you will communicate honestly and clearly with me, including the correct use of safe words. Do you accept? Good boy. That wasn't too hard, was it? I want this as much as you, but I want you to feel safe and be safe, looked after, because I have your best interests at heart. So, if you break any of the above rules, or that I feel that your behaviour warrants a punishment, well, then you'll receive a punishment that I decide. What will it be? Well, it could range from a few extra days onto your chastity timer, to putting you across my knee and spanking that ass red raw. Or, you might be allowed to come. No, sweetie, I assure you that is not a reward. I would make you come 3, 4, 5 times in a row without a break. And I promise you, it would be torture. And what if you're good? Well, I know what you good boys like. Dildos stretching that hole of yours. These feet. These fingers. These breasts. So, I have some things for you to sign to make it official. Contracts, paperwork, all drafted and written up by myself, and once signed, that's it. You belong to me. So, here's the pen, sweetie. Sign yourself away to me.